Lose Ramp Business and Corporate Podcast, Monday evening, January 5th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
New member of the management board of Basler AG takes up position. Dr. Kai Jens Stroder has been appointed as the new Chief Technology Officer, CTO, at Basler AG, a leading provider of image processing components for computer vision solutions. With a background in business administration and strategic management, Dr. Stroder brings extensive experience to the company. He will join the existing management team led by CEO Hardy Mell and CFO Ines Bruckel, further strengthening Basler AG's position in the market.
Abram marks new chapter as Sud Sivaji commences as Chief Executive Officer. Abram welcomes Sud Sivaji as the new Chief Executive Officer, marking a pivotal moment in the company's leadership succession plan. With 25 years of experience in engineering, supply chain, and finance, Mr. Sivaji is well equipped to lead Abram into its next phase of growth. His vision to establish Abram as a leader in the circular economy reflects the company's commitment to creating value responsibly and driving innovation in the materials space.
DataVault AI DVLT plans nationwide SandQuantum deployment across 100 U.S. cities. DataVault AI is planning a nationwide deployment of SandQuantum across 100 U.S. cities in partnership with AP Global Holdings, LLC. This initiative aims to enhance secure communications, encrypted storage, and data processing capabilities to support DataVault AI's information data exchange platform. The collaboration with available infrastructure will bring lower latency, improve cybersecurity and consistent performance to distributed environments, accelerating trusted tokenization and valuation closer to data creation points.
Hurt being beat to attend JP Morgan 2026 Annual Healthcare Conference. Heartbeam, a medical technology company, will attend the JP Morgan 2026 Annual Healthcare Conference from January 12th to 15th, 2026. CEO Robert Eno and CFO Timothy Cruickshank will be available for meetings with investors and partners. Discussions will focus on the company's 510 kHz clearance for its Cable 3 12-lead electrocardiogram synthesis software. The software is set for a limited U.S. commercial launch in Q1 2026.
Investor News breaks 51 Labs Inc. issues clarification on prior reference to Lunar Aerospace. 51 Labs clarified that no formal partnership or collaboration exists with Lunar Aerospace following the resignation of former CEO Mr. Arora. There is no common ownership, management, or board representation between the entities, with 51 Labs divesting from 51 AI Labs Inc. Management emphasized no overlap in work, leadership, funding, or affiliation between 51 Labs and Lunar Aerospace.
Tech Media breaks SKYX Platforms Corp. reports $9.50 million investment, expanding global partnerships and smart home deployment. The company highlighted recent investment, bringing total cash to approximately $13 million as of September 30, 2025. SKYX also announced partnerships in the Middle East and Miami, collaborations with Home Depot and Wayfair, revenue growth through Q3 2025, and progress towards safety code standardization for its technologies.
Tech Media Breaks. SafePro Group reiterated buy with $9 price target on Ukraine. Red Cat upside. Lake Street Capital Markets reiterates a buy rating and $9 price target on SafePro Group, highlighting the company's potential in the Ukraine demining market and collaboration with Red Cat. Analyst Max Michaelis projects significant revenue opportunities with an emphasis on AI software and services driving margin expansion and AEBITDA break-even by 2027. For more details, institutional investors can contact Lake Street directly. Investor news breaks. Regentis Biomaterials Limited, NYSE American. RGNT secures new U.S. patent for Gelrin C liquid formulation. Regentis Biomaterials announced the issuance of a new U.S. patent for its Gelrin C liquid formulation, eliminating the use of organic solvents. The patent covers improved production processes and protection for Gelrin C through 2038. The company has surpassed 50% enrollment in its pivotal FDA clinical trial for knee cartilage repair, according to Executive Chairman Dr. Ehud Geller.
Agent Financial Forum kicks off 2026 as region's first major event of 2026. The 19th Asian Financial Forum kicks off 2026 as the region's first major event of the year. Co-organized by the Hong Kong SARD government and the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, the forum will bring together global business and political leaders to analyze geopolitical shifts and macroeconomic trends. With a focus on finance empowering business, the forum aims to foster collaboration and identify investment opportunities, highlighting Hong Kong's strengths as an international financial center.
Safe Pro Group Inc. deploys upgraded AI algorithm in the company's threat detection technology. SafePro Group Inc. has deployed upgraded AI algorithms in its SafePro object threat detection technology. The enhancements include turning video clips into 2D, 3D models and creating threat and terrain maps from drones in GPS-denied areas. These improvements, powered by real-world datasets, offer better threat detection and route planning capabilities. Learn more at defensewirenews.com. Rock Breaks Lafleur Minerals Inc. highlighted for fast-track gold production potential in new research coverage. Lafleur Minerals Inc. has been highlighted for its fast-track gold production potential in new research coverage. Fundamental Research Corp. reiterated a buy rating with a fair value estimate of $10 per share, emphasizing the low capex, quick-to-production profile of the Swanson Gold Project, supported by the fully permitted 750 TPD Beacon Mill. Upcoming catalysts include a PEA, updated resource estimate, bulk sampling, mill restart, and potential toll milling agreements.
Mining news breaks. Nicola Mining Inc. reports US $1 million gold and silver sale with Blue Lagoon Resources. Nicola Mining Inc. has reported a significant milestone with a US $1 million gold and silver sale in partnership with Blue Lagoon Resources. The companies have been steadily shipping since December 2025, aiming to boost production and revenue amidst strong precious metals prices. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. partners with NeuroCare Group AG to build nationwide neuroplastic care network. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. partners with NeuroCare Group AG to establish a nationwide network of clinics offering integrated neuroplastic care for mental health disorders. The model combines various treatments, aiming to make therapy accessible across the U.S. by 2026. NenRx Pharmaceuticals is known for developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders like suicidal depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. Network news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE, American, OPFC, completes capital structure modernization. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYCAS, American. OPFC has completed a capital enhancing transparency and alignment with stakeholders. The strategic initiative includes preferred equity conversions and amendments to simplify stock structures. These changes position Optimum Bank for continued growth beyond its current $1.10 billion asset base.
Investor news breaks: ParaZero Technologies Limited completes first European live demonstration of Defender CUAS platform. ParaZero Technologies Limited has completed its first live European demonstration of its Defender counter-unmanned aerial system platform. The event, held with a Western European distribution partner, showcased Defender's ability to neutralize simulated hostile drones in battlefield and critical infrastructure protection scenarios. Approximately 40 senior military officers from NATO member states witnessed the rapid deployment, precision targeting, and high interception performance of the platform.
Mission IR news breaks. Data Vault AI, Inc. plans nationwide SanQuantum deployment across 100 U.S. cities. Data Vault AI is set to deploy SanQuantum across 100 U.S. cities in partnership with available infrastructure. This initiative aims to enhance secure communications, encrypted storage, and data processing capabilities, supporting Data Vault AI's information data exchange platform. The collaboration with available infrastructure will bring lower latency, improved cybersecurity, and consistent performance to distributed environments, facilitating trusted tokenization and valuation closer to data sources.
Tech Media Breaks. A2Z Cust Tumate Solutions Corp. announced that its smart carts will be available at select stores of Migros, Turkiets, Aşağı, Turkey's leading supermarket chain. This marks Migros' move to Cust Tumate's new generation smart cart platform, enhancing shopper engagement and operational efficiency. The initial rollout is set for Q3 2026, with plans to expand across the retailer's store network.
Why Meta's acquisition of a Chinese AI startup is revealing. Meta's recent acquisition of a Chinese AI startup highlights the intense competition in the sector as U.S. tech companies strive to gain an advantage in the upcoming decade. This move by Meta reflects the growing importance of AI technology. Other players like D-Wave Quantum Inc. and Quantum Computing are also active in this competitive landscape.
Supply constraints position Platinum for a strong 2026. Analysts emphasize the importance of platinum and palladium amidst geopolitical tensions. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are closely monitoring price trends. For more insights on the mining sector, visit miningnewswire.com.
Network news breaks. Heartbeam Inc. to attend J.P. Morgan 2026 Annual Healthcare Conference. Heartbeam Inc. will attend the J.P. Morgan 2026 Annual Healthcare Conference from January 12-15 at the Westin St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. CEO Robert Eno and CFO Timothy Cruikshank will be available for off-site meetings with investors and potential partners. Discussions will focus on the company's 510,000 clearance for its cable-free 12-lead electrocardiogram synthesis software for arrhythmia assessment, ahead of a limited U.S. commercial launch in Q1 2026.
BYD dethrones Tesla as top EV maker globally. Chinese automaker BYD has dethroned Tesla as the world's top electric vehicle seller, delivering 2.26 million vehicles in 2025, compared to Tesla's 1.64 million. This marks a 9% decline for Tesla. BYD's rise opens opportunities for newer manufacturers like Lucid Motors to make their mark in the EV market. ParaZero Technologies Limited expands its role in modern defense with the launch of its proprietary Defend Air Systems. The company recently showcased its personal Defend Air Net gun system, achieving a 100% interception success rate against fast incoming multi-rotor drone threats. ParaZero's innovative counter-UAS technologies aim to protect military, governmental, and critical infrastructure from hostile drones in today's evolving security landscape.
Blue Lagoon's underground production ramps up. Blue Lagoon Resources, Inc. announces the ramping up of underground production at Dome Mountain, with plans to achieve a consistent production of 100 tons per day by month end. The company has resumed operations after the holiday break and is introducing a second production shift to enhance productivity. Additionally, a fire assay laboratory facility is under construction to provide rapid assay results for grade control and operational decision-making.
Ozempic from India now available through SaveRoxCanada.2, offering significant savings compared to U.S. pharmacy prices. SaveRxCanada.2 now offers Ozempic from India, providing American patients with significant cost savings compared to U.S. pharmacy prices. Cash pay prices in the U.S. can range from $900 to over $1,100 per pen, while Ozempic from India starts at approximately $280 per pen. Patients can save $700 or more per pen with further discounts on multi-unit orders. Orders include free shipping and require a valid prescription. For more information, visit SaveRxCanada.t.
Impact launches AI services for mid-market businesses. Impact Networking, a national managed service provider, has launched its AI consulting services for mid-market businesses. Led by Chief AI Officer John Evans, the services aim to guide organizations from exploration to tangible business results. With a focus on practical applications and real-world outcomes, Impact's AI team offers education, assessment, and custom development to help businesses leverage AI responsibly and effectively.
Alcanta Clinical Research announces strategic acquisition of Tampa Bay Medical Research. Alcanta Clinical Research has acquired Tampa Bay Medical Research, a renowned clinical research center with a 40-year history of advancing medical science. With over 600 completed trials and a strong reputation for excellence, TBMR's acquisition strengthens Alcanta's commitment to high-quality research and patient care. This strategic move aims to broaden access to cutting-edge therapies and expand clinical research opportunities for patients. Hong Kong tech exhibits immense potential at CES 2026, with 61 tech companies ready for global markets. Largest ever Hong Kong Tech Pavilion features three Innovation Award-winning game changers, showcasing immense potential to scale. Hong Kong Tech exhibits immense potential at CES 2026, with 61 tech companies ready for global markets. The largest ever Hong Kong Tech Pavilion features three Innovation Award-winning game changers, showcasing immense potential to scale. The showcase, spearheaded by Hong Kong Science and Technology Parks Corporation, HKSTP, and Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, includes a dynamic mix of early-stage and mature companies in AI, robotics, health tech, and sustainability, signaling Hong Kong's fast-rising technology advancements.
Network news breaks Supercom Limited eyes increased adoption of solutions across core markets. Supercom Limited has reported its strongest financial performance yet, with President and CEO Ordan Trabelsi highlighting the company's operational scalability and market traction. Net income reached a record $6 million, a 140% increase year over year. The company continues to expand its footprint with new electronic monitoring contracts in the U.S. and Germany, replacing long-standing providers and showcasing market willingness to adopt newer technology.
Brock Breaks Trilogy Metals Inc. is leveraging district-scale upside in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company, in a recent article, highlighted its exploration efforts in this region, known for its world-class copper-rich VM deposits. Trilogy Metals is advancing two key assets through Ambler Metals, a joint venture with South32. President and CEO Tony Giardini emphasized the significant discovery potential in the Ambler Mining District, comparing it to legendary mining camps like Naranda and Flin Flon.
Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals Inc. is leveraging district-scale upside in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. A recent article highlighted the company's exploration efforts in the region, focusing on the Arctic and Bornite deposits. With geological similarities to renowned mining camps, Trilogy sees significant discovery potential. South32's joint venture with Trilogy aims to develop the district into a premier North American copper producer, while respecting local communities and subsistence livelihoods.
Investor News Breaks, Why Search Minerals, Inc. is one to watch. Search Minerals, Inc. is making waves in the mineral exploration sector with its focus on advancing critical rare earth element resources in Labrador, Canada. The company's commitment to systematic exploration, detailed geological work, and community engagement sets it apart. With ongoing exploration and stakeholder dialogue, Search Minerals is positioning itself for future development in a mining-friendly jurisdiction. From ghost mines to geophysical clarity, how Fairchild Gold Corp is reframing Nevada Titan's copper-gold potential. High-resolution drone magnetics of Nevada Titan Project reveal 8 subsurface targets supporting potential for porphyry copper source at depth. Fairchild Gold Corp advances towards drill readiness with recent OTCQB uplisting, enhancing U.S. market visibility. Modern tools uncovering deeper mineral systems at historic Good Springs Mining District in southern Nevada. For more information, visit ibn.fm/FA.
Global Tech Corp, GLTKC, closes acquisition of Moda in Pelé and is redefining intelligent retail with AI. Global Tech Corp has finalized the acquisition of Moda in Pelé, securing a 51% controlling interest in the UK footwear brand. This move not only adds to the company's revenue streams but also enhances its operational presence in the UK, strengthens e-commerce capabilities, and expands direct-to-consumer initiatives. By integrating AI technology, Global Tech is setting a new standard for experience-driven commerce.
Vlado Konatar, full price, all cash, no negotiations, inside Sarasota's $3 million plus market surge. Vlado Konatar of Kona Realty reveals a surprising trend in Sarasota's real estate market. With high-end new construction properties above $3 million, seeing multiple cash offers, full asking prices, and quick closes. While lower price segments struggle with inventory, Sarasota's luxury sector is thriving due to its unique cultural infrastructure and high net worth community. Konatar anticipates further growth in the luxury market, especially if interest rates drop.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.